Hornsby Needham Jewelers. This is Jackie.
Jackie, it's Garrett with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hi, Garrett. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. I was just chatting with Sylvan about a cushion cut. I had one for. I didn't see it in front of me when I was talking to him.
No worries. Yeah, let me grab him real quick for you. Okay, Garrett.
Thanks, Jackie.
Hello, Sylvan.
Sylvan, a lot quicker than I thought I'd be. I do have an option that fits the criteria in my my rings. It's a 1002 center. It has the same ratio as the one he bought. It's 1 to 1.112. I think his is 1 to 1.1 or 1.2. So the same ratio. It's a rectangle. It's CIA. It's set in a halo with 88 points of rounds around it, so tiny rounds in a halo. Can be sold outside of that ring. It's a platinum ring, four-prong, with a halo around it. Your net cost is $326,600. So he'd pretty much be spending
$326,600 and how much? $600?
Yeah, so
$326,600. Okay.
So that's in-house. Like, if you call him up and say, hey, like, I'm working on a loose stone that might be, like, I think, like, an SI2 is going to save us a ton of money, as long as it's, like, clean.
What were the specs on this one? You said 1002.
1002, G as in George, SI1. It measures 12.9 by 11.6. And what makes it even prettier is it's in-house.
Okay, so if we sent it, it'd be sent in the ring, but we could sell it
I'd get a
without
price
the ring.
Without the ring. Yeah, I'd get a price without the ring. And I can
What's the carat weight on the halo?
88 points.
Okay, so the ring itself is probably like
$3,000 to $4,000. Right, it's not going to affect the price drastically. But
yeah.
I doubt. I mean, it's a 6.5. I don't know if the one that he has is a halo, and if that's the style they drive with.
No.
Right.
No, they have a. It's a big fat, also platinum, but channel set, like 3-row bands.
Oh wow! Okay.
Anyway, kind of a think of like a
not your
beauty
style.
From 2002 or 2005. The channel set.
I got you.
In platinum. That's pretty much what this ring looks like, but super, super wide.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, it's only
just
wide.
It has an exchangeable head. Yeah. So, anyway.
So, it measures, like, again, so it's 12.9 by 11.6. It's rectangular. I'm looking for another option. But if you get the sense that, you know, hey, he's coming back to pick that up, I have 10 carats for you to look at, let me know and I can have this there. It's not a problem.
Okay, so the $326,600 is our cost, and then we'd have a trade of...
Well, let me give you the full amount that you paid. It's like 120-something. No, 139. 139,110. Does that reflect your invoice?
It's close. Somehow I have 145,665, but maybe that's not including the...
Well, no, hold on. Let
like,
me see.
IGO discount or something.
It might be. Let me look at it. So that was January 8th, 2024. Let me just get there real quick. January. Because I've been, let's see, January 8th. I'm not seeing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was through RJO or was it through IJO. Because I've been doing things through RJO with you, I believe.
Yeah, I think this went through RJO.
Oh, RJO.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Let me see something real quick. It's a big number. I don't know why it's not sticking out to me. Let me just scroll through. I got the date.
It's because you guys just
right
see
here.
It every day, so it's like,
yeah, no big deal. No, I see it here. So the amount paid is
$139,110. Okay.
But for some, I like because it's a specific diamond, we received like payments in chunks, like. But that's through RJO. So, or does it tell me? Does this invoice tell me if it's which group? No, it doesn't. But regardless, I want to confirm that though, because you might get the one. We get we offer the trade value of what we receive in payment, but I think it's a little different with RJO because we pay a commission to RJO, and you technically bought a diamond for 145. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that you're getting the 139, or are you getting the 145? I can confirm.
Okay, because then RJO probably keeps in account like trade-ins back, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
as well as part of it.
Let's see here. Needham. I have to keep bouncing between RJO and your account. Let's see. Yeah, January. Okay, because it actually went to December, which is why it wasn't in January. But the invoice itself is 145. But it was 100. I don't know if we offered a different discount to make it happen either. So if that was the case, hold on, let me see. It would be on this invoice.
Yeah, and I can check our records right now. I believe that we paid out the 145,665.
Because you probably paid that to RJO, the 145, and
right.
I think that's the trade amount that you're going to get from us. Because this next one's going to go through RJO anyway. Yeah, I see here the total discount was 6,500. So that probably was whatever 4% that we give to the group. 139 plus 4% is 140. Yeah, I'm assuming that that's the case. So you're going to get the higher number in trade.
145,665.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing my math correct, that puts us at 189,35.
Right, in difference.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's for one option, and that's a GSI-1, right? So, and like you told him, it goes up exponentially. If he doesn't want to dump $300, almost $200, $200,000 more.
$200,000,
and
yeah.
That's wholesale.
Plus tax.
Right, that's wholesale. That's not retail, right?
Right, yeah.
So if he doesn't want to do that, I'm thinking an SI-2 will get to a different – but. You tell me what you want to do. If he's coming to pick up that ring, I could have a few options for him to see.
Okay. Let me float some numbers by him. He's actually going to be here in an hour after.
Oh.
Like we're just doing a quick.
Well, I got to get a second number for you then. I don't want to
quick service
completely. So I got to get another number and an SI-2 for you.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be awesome.
But that
always gives me a good starting point. And I, you know, if nothing else, I can at least read where he's at, if that's doable or if that's totally not doable.
Well, if it's
doable.
It's
probably one or the other, probably.
Right.
But,
if it's doable, you can have that diamond tomorrow. Know that that's available to you. I'm going to go work on a SI-2 option for you, okay?
Alrighty. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Elvin.
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
appreciate
bye-bye.
It.